Om Shanti. Very good evening and welcome to Brahma Kumari's International Headquarters, Shantivan. Today is the inaugural session and I would like to invite dignitaries on the stage. Firstly, I invite the IT coordinator, Brother Yashwant Bhaiji. Brother Yashwant Bhaiji, I want to invite on stage. BK Brijesh Bhaiji, BK Sister Savita, Rajyogi Atam Prakash Bhaiji, Brother Abhay Tiwari Ji, Regional Director, Microsoft Limited, Hyderabad, Sister Prabha Ji, Director, Development of Telecommunication, New Delhi, and Brother Neeraj. Brahma Kumar Neeraj. I would like to invite all the dignitaries, please come and take your place on stage. And welcome our guests on stage with a beautiful sound and a beautiful smile. You know how to smile? Yes? Thank you. So, as the system, the custom, or the way we practice in Brahma Kumaris, and even in our Indian culture, any task we start with some of the few minutes of silence, few minutes of positive feelings and thoughts. So I request everyone to sit straight, relaxed, and in silence for 2 minutes to start this session. Shanti is a word we greet everyone with a pure and powerful feeling that I am a peaceful being. Om Shanti. Om means I am a spiritual being and Shanti is peaceful. So greetings to all of you, greetings of peace. And how are you after the journey, the traveling towards the Abu and Shantivan? How all of you are? All are okay? Yes. We are here to communicate, right? Yes. How are you? Fine. This is your recorded message, or you really feel fine and you are saying, yes, I'm fine. Many times we just are used to of saying few words, no? This is our becomes the personality. And I think you must be feeling refreshed, relaxed, relaxed from your work, daily work, office, home, traffic, everything is released, relaxed, refreshed, and this is the time to recharge. So I welcome our respected brother Atam Prakash Ji also on stage. So firstly, let's start this session with welcoming everyone. First, welcoming all of you on behalf of Brahma Kumaris Ishwari Vishwavidyalaya and Prajapita Brahma Kumari Ishwari Vishwavidyalaya's sister organization, Rajiv Education and Research Foundation, where we have this IT wing serving. So, welcome, Swagat, Abhinandan. I invite our Brahma Kumari sisters to welcome our dignitaries on stage with the flower bouquets. And also badges. Brother Abhay Tiwari, everyone is gifted with this angel. You have? Yes. What's yours? Mine is you are admirable soul. What's yours? Okay, everyone is having this. If you have missed out, please collect from outside, from the main door. Respected brother Atam Prakash Bhai Ji. Sister Prabha Ji, Sister Savita, invite Kumari Cecilia. She has come from Ambernath and she has come with a beautiful dance. Sister Cecilia, for welcome dance.
Swagatam. Swagatam, swagatam, suswagatam. Thank you.
Dance we have seen with classical dance. You know Kumari Cecilia, she has joined Brahma Kumaris or came into the introduction of Brahma Kumaris when she was 4 years old. Actually, her parents came to Brahma Kumaris and started practicing Rajyoga meditation. And along with her parents, she also joined the classes. And from that age, now she is in class 9, she studies in her school, and together she practices meditation and studies this spiritual knowledge. Once again, thank you, Sister Cecilia. Thank you very much. Now it's time to know about the Brahma Kumaris as we are into the international headquarters of Brahma Kumaris. I invite Brother Brijesh Chawla, Senior Analyst, Learning of the Education, Training and Assessment for the World's Largest Corporate Training Facility in Infosys Limited and an Adjunct Faculty for the Brahma Kumaris. Brother Brijesh has been practicing meditation for the past 27 years and began teaching at office in 2011, which has now become a club. In addition to in-office meditation programs, he also offers private small group sessions on silence, mini retreats, and professional development sessions in corporates, education institutions, and government organizations. His passion is bringing meditation to families. We should be offering this type of training to everyone, and this will be the best practice in challenging times ahead, he believes. Brother Brijesh Chawla.
Thank you. సంధి కాఫీ డిస్కస్ చేద్దాం.
Thank you, Sister Padma. It's an honor and a pleasure to be part of this wonderful setup, an organization which is unique in a different way. I would like to thank God, the Supreme Soul. I will thank the dignitaries on the dais, Brother Atman Prakash Ji and the respected dignitaries who have graced this occasion to share with us some beautiful moments from the IT fraternity. Brahma Kumaris has a different name. Prajapita Brahma Kumaris Ishwarya Vishwavidyalaya. This is a very unique organization. The name relates to you and me. Prajapita is the word which is used for Brahma, the one who has created this world through the inspirations of the Supreme Soul. And the children of Brahma, which as you progress in this path, are called Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. And since this is a unique organization set up not by a human being but a spiritual higher being, we call this as Ishwarya, and it is not restricted to any person on this earth, irrespective of caste, creed or religion. Hence it is a universal Vishwavidyalaya. By Vidyalaya, we learn so many things as we progress. As we move on to the slides, you will come to know more about this. If you have ever wanted to learn meditation, develop stress-busting techniques, feel calmer, get to know your real self, this is the place and this is where you are. And I would like to echo the words of Sister Padma here. This is the moment, this is the point, this is the time when you will have to start interacting with us. And the first interaction that you will actually learn here is have a telepathic communication. Can you have a telepathic communication with me on this dais now? Yes. Let's speak. As I progress in the PPT, you will have questions. Why this? Why that? Probably the next slide will give you the answers. And if I don't give you the answers, there are our senior brothers and sisters who are present here. You will be happy to meet them in person. They'll give you the answers. But those of you who have started learning meditation, connect to God while you are sitting here, and you will know that you are getting the answers while you are sitting with your eyes wide open and silence in the mind. So I hope all of you are comfortable, relaxed, peaceful. I think Sister Padma, they have started interacting now. The nods tell a lot. Our jewels of light starts with Prajapita Brahma, who is the founding father of Brahma Kumaris, and this woman-led organization started with the first administrative head of Brahma Kumaris, Jagadamba Saraswati Ji. The movement started in 1937 in Sindh, which was then in undivided India, and the headquarters shifted to 1950 in Mount Abu. The objectives of Brahma Kumaris are very simple. In simple words, we call them as four subjects, but otherwise I would like to say that, you know, we study spiritual knowledge, and you will know that each of our brothers and sisters, when you are attending some other classes, first thing in the morning, 7 to 8, they will be attending some spiritual sessions here. Each of us practice Raj Yoga meditation. So there are different pockets in this particular institution where you will find the people moving to find their own space of conversing with God, of listening with God, of connecting with their own soul. You need not believe in God. First thing that you are told, to connect with your own self, listen to your own thoughts, and probably let your thoughts subside. Conscious assimilation of virtues are the third most important subject that we have. And I hope and I wish that some of you are going to take some of these virtues back when you interact with some of the Brahma Kumars and Kumaris in this auspice. Serving others spiritually, as this particular program also was planned with this direction. You will come to know about the various services which are offered free of charge by the Brahma Kumaris. So these are some of our objectives, and you will be happy to know more in detail about this. Probably some of you can, you know, pick some of them and start assimilating in your own personal lives. How is this unique? This organization is the largest spiritual organization in the world led by women. When someone was asking me, how is it different? I was telling in my own words, do you know of any organization which has presence in more than 137 countries? Which has more than 6,000 branches, which has employees who do not earn money, but they contribute into the organization's monetary aspects. And you will be surprised to know all these institutions have a very, very deep connect where all the thought leaders of the world are inspired to an extent. How can this be possible? And the answer is very simple. It is because of God and because of the women who are leading this organization. It's a secular organization catering to all, irrespective of caste, creed and religion. Hence you will find our brothers and sisters spread across the world. While there are other fascinating facts that it has presence in all the 5 continents, and all spiritual services are offered free of charge, we have extensive impact in many different sectors, which you will see in subsequent slides. The principles of Brahma Kumaris is that we practice and preach Raj Yoga meditation, which is simply the connection of the soul with the Supreme. And it starts with this session. It starts with connecting you with your own self. It starts with we inculcating some divine virtues. It starts with self-transformation. Our goal is to transform the whole world. But a beautiful way to transform the whole world is when I transform myself, my neighbor transforms, my neighbor transforms, my locality transforms. And you can see, some cities are different from other cities because birds of the same feather who have been thinking same thoughts, you know, live together. And that's how we foresee a world which is full of peace, purity and happiness. So we hope that your world of peace, purity and happiness starts with this particular conference, with this particular place, with this particular moment. So I would like to see towards the end of this presentation and towards the end of this conference that you always have a happy smiling face and a peaceful gesture and a temple which is very, very quiet. I would encourage you to visit some of these beautiful complexes which are unique in its own nature. The first one is Madhuban, which is the international headquarters of Brahma Kumaris, which is also known as Pandav Bhavan. Gyan Sarovar, an academy for higher spiritual learning and research for the values, in the field of values and spirituality. We have brothers and sisters from across the world who come there and get benefit out of these learning atmosphere also. Shantivan, wherein you find, some of you will have seen also the Diamond Hall, which is holding a record, Limca Book of Records. It is in the Limca Book of Records as a state of art hall made to accommodate 20,000 audiences at any. And it's unique, which is a non-pillared hall. While there are many multiple things that you will see, Madhuban also has Om Shanti Hall, and Gyan Sarovar has many beautiful flowers and peaceful places, art gallery. So if you are going to sightseeing, these are some of the places that you should be seeing. The Pandav Bhavan, which has the four different places, Baba's Hut, you will also find where Baba's peace place, the spiritual story of Brahma Baba, where you will be able to relate. And as I told you, this is your organization and our organization, and our brothers and sisters make it very simple. You've come back to your home. You've come back to your roots. You will feel that when you go to Pandav Bhavan. Shantivan, you will have different other aspects. You've got a solar energy. We've got a solar power plant. This again can accommodate 20,000 it has got room facilities for 20,000 participants. And a kitchen which can actually prepare food for 75,000 people. Isn't that amazing? Have you heard of it? While our national coordinator, who is instrumental in creating this wonderful wing, IT wing of Brahma Kumaris, he will be sharing more information about the different wings of Brahma Kumaris. At this point of time, when we have the IT conference here, we also have the art and culture wing parallelly running. The Brahma Kumaris at the United Nations, we've got associate status with the Department of Public Information, a consultative status with the United Nations Children's Fund, and an observer status to the United Nations Environment Assembly of UNEP. It also is an observer organization to United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, a flagship member of United Education of Rural People, ERP, Food and Agriculture Organization, FAQ. While you will also come to know about the different initiatives that we have done, right from Living Values and Educational Program to Million Minutes of Peace Program, with the United Nations. And to do that, we had this wonderful jewels of our organization who have spread, who have moved from India to different parts of the world and have presence both in East and West. The first there is Rajyogini Dr. B.K. Nirmalaji, who will be also gracing this occasion in some time now, and happens to be the chairperson of IT Wing. You will come to know more about the other spiritual leaders who are leading these organizations from different parts of the world. Some of the initiatives: Million Minutes of Peace Appeal, Global Cooperation for a Better World, Sharing Our Values for a Better World. And Brahma Kumaris has received numerous awards for this Million Minutes of Peace. We call them Peace Messenger Awards. There have been interfaith activities, as I said. This is one of the unique organizations where people from all caste, creed and religion, and somewhere, somehow, each of them, consciously or unconsciously, feel that we have our roots in India and probably in this place. Future of Power, this is one of the wonderful initiatives where thought leaders in the world are thinking where the future of power is leading to. But this particular program, where we have rich dialogues between spiritual leaders, thought leaders of across the world, and also thought leaders of India, came together and identified that the future of the world will be one which is very beautiful, very powerful, and some of you will be very happy to know that it's going to start with India, and you can see some of this happening, right? One of the leaders who then attended the Future of Power program is now the leader of the country. You can see in this slide, right? Call of time is similar an initiative. A call of time is a call of fact. And this is call for peace. And all of you will agree with me that this is the time when we need peace in the world, while everything is going haywire, and it should start with us. So there are these leaders who come together and think, contemplate, and initiate some of these peace programs. Our outreach programs and communities to communities start with some simple basic programs like Raj Yoga meditation, overcoming anger and positive thinking, to self-managing leadership programs for managers, to empowering our calm and quiet atmosphere, building self-esteem and a positive approach to life. The social responsibility of Brahma Kumaris spreads from holistic education to rural development, holistic health, empowering women, disaster services, going green, and the subsequent slides will tell you more about this information. But you will be happy to see some of these posters, some of these initiatives in the social media, where many of us are getting associated with Brahma Kumaris through these programs. Most important is the education. Do you think education is the most important thing? It is the highest of all. God Himself comes on this earth to educate people. He doesn't create the world and say that, wow, this is the world created, go live there. He educates us to create a world. And that's how the Brahma Kumaris, the most important program is to create an atmosphere of education, learning, unlearning, and relearning. Some of you will also be happy to know that you can actually do some of these courses through Brahma Kumaris, which is collaborated with different universities. And one of the best examples of this, SS 55 inmates of Sabarmati Jail have actually got a diploma in value education. Isn't it interesting? Yeah. A round of applause for these folks. Personal development for children. You will find these initiatives happening in the summer vacations, both in Madhupan and in the cities and the centers nearby. Some of these activities do happen there. One of the unique initiatives which Brahma Kumaris recently started is thought leadership, which you can contemplate having this in your own institution or an organization, with exhibition galleries, research units, silent space, and activity zones. Some of these environment initiatives, you will be able to see how yogic farming, renewable energy, and All India One Solar Thermal Power, if time permits, you can actually see these panels just hardly a few kilometers from here. Clean the mind, green the earth is one wonderful initiative. I will encourage each of you to go through this in the online media and do your part. And how Brahma Kumaris participated with environment participation in the unit. We've got a global health hospital and research center. So when you go to Mount Abu, ensure that you have a visit there, which is actually, and allow other research trust, which is actually doing a lot of service, and many of these services are free of charge. This is my India, and we wanted to make an addiction-free India. We participated in some national programs, some international programs. My brother here will also be sharing Radio Madhuban, which is outreach directly to the children. And we also do some programs, you know, which inspires and who are inspiration for us also, the youth particularly. And we do this through many campaigns, right from cycle rallies to exhibition bus. And we touch the lives of people right from the childhood. And some of you are techies, while you know more about the information technology which is there, this is one app you might want to just explore. We have when you think of women, empowering women, you have a woman leader amongst us. I will request Sister Padma to please come. Last but not the least, we have the Godlywood studio right in this campus, a few minutes from this particular place. You will love to see that. And thank you for the patient listening. And I hope you had a telepathic communication with me, God, and the people here. Good. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Brijesh. I can understand the institution which started in 1936, initially 37, long journey of its services, achievements, and projects, how to introduce you. So in very short time, he has introduced all the services. Thank you, Brother, once again. And now we all welcome our respected Rajyogini, Dr. Nirmala Didiji, give with big hands. And you know, in Brahma Kumaris, we learn one another way of welcoming. That is like this. Welcome like this. You can? Yes, with a smiling face. Welcome, Didi. And I request sisters to welcome Didi with flower bouquet, badges, and an angel. To invite Rajyogi, okay, Brother Yashwanji, but before that, we'll go for lighting the lamps. The lighting the lamps of peace, lighting the lamps of happiness, lighting the lamps of inner resilience, the inner strength. I would like to invite all the dignitaries from stage. Please come forward for the lighting the lens, and together with them, I invite Brother Harish Motwani, Senior Vice President, Fed Pipes, India, Mumbai, and Brother Ashish Khanna, CISO E-Value, Serve India. I also invite BK Varsha Didi, West Region Coordinator, IT Wing, Vijay Bhai, Shantivan, Bharti Bhai, Bangalore, Chandrasekhar Bhai, Bangalore, Ravi Bhai from Shantivan, Pitavasha Bhai from Bhubaneswar. Please come forward for the lamps, lighting the lamps.
संकल्पों के दीप जलाए अपने अपने मन में शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाए अपने अपने मन में जग उजियारा होगा प्रेम से सुख ही सुख कण कण में शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाए
यू हैव मोबाइल यू हैव टॉर्च प्लीज स्विच ऑन द टॉर्च ऑफ योर मोबाइल ऑल टुगेदर वी ऑल विल लिट दिस लैंप ऑफ पीस जॉय एंड हैप्पीनेस इन आवर लाइफ
परिवर्तन की है ये बेला, ये जग बदलने वाला राजयोग का मार्ग यही है, सहज सरल निराला, दिव्यता की बन जाए मूरत, मंदिर से इस तन में जग उजियारा होगा प्रेम से।
शुभ
संकल्प के दीप जलाए।
ब्रदर अभय तिवारी जी, शी विल ऑनर विद द शॉल। ओके, बिफोर दैट आई वुड लाइक टू इनवाइट ब्रदर बीके यशवंत भाई जी। आवर रिस्पेक्टेड ब्रदर आत्म प्रकाश भाई जी वुड लाइक टू लीव, बट बिफोर दैट आई रिक्वेस्ट, हम आपसे अनुरोध करते हैं भाई साहब, आपकी उपस्थिति हमें यहाँ बहुत शक्ति और खुशी प्रदान कर रही है, और आप हमें दो मिनट अपने शुभ संकल्पों के द्वारा, शुभ भावनाओं के द्वारा लाभान्वित करें। आदरणीय आत्म प्रकाश भाई जी,
ओम शांति बोलिए। ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। परमपिता परमात्मा शिव की प्रिय संतान मंचासीन, हमारी आदरणीय दीदी निर्मला जी, और बहन सविता जी, भ्राता अभय तिवारी जी, प्रभा बहन जी तथा समक्ष आईटी के बहुत विद्वान बैठे हुए, आप सभी पधारे हैं, आपका बहुत बहुत स्वागत है, स्वागत है, स्वागत है। आपको ये मालूम होना चाहिए आप कहाँ पधारे, जहाँ भी जाना होता है तो वहाँ का ये मालूम हो तो अच्छा ही है कि हम कहाँ जा रहे हैं। जहाँ आप पधारे हैं ये स्वयं परमपिता परमात्मा शिव बाबा ने ही, पीछे आप देख रहे हैं चित्र, पिता श्री प्रजापिता ब्रह्मा के द्वारा स्थापन किया हुआ ब्रह्मा कुमारी ईश्वरीय विश्वविद्यालय के हेडक्वार्टर में आप पधारे हैं। हम भी आज से 66 वर्ष पहले 1957 में, हमको जब इस ज्ञान का परिचय मिला कि मैं कौन, परमपिता परमात्मा कौन, हम कहाँ से आए, कहाँ जाना है, ये सृष्टि चक्कर क्या है, इन थोड़ी बातों का जब परिचय मिला और निश्चय हुआ कि स्वयं परमपिता परमात्मा आकर के नई विश्व की स्थापना का कार्य कर चुके हैं, कर रहे हैं, हम भी आज से 66 वर्ष पहले यहाँ माउंट आबू में आए थे और पिता श्री प्रजापिता ब्रह्मा से रूबरू मिलने का मौका मिला था। तब के मुझे उनके ये महावाक्य याद आते हैं, बहुत कानों में गूंजते हैं। उस समय तो बहुत सन सेंटर थे, सेवा केंद्र हम सेंटर कहते हैं, सारे भारत का विश्व में तो और था नहीं, साउथ में भी नहीं था, केवल 10-15 ही सेवा केंद्र थे और थोड़े लोग थे। बाबा ने ये कहा था उस वक्त, बच्चे यहाँ प्रेसिडेंट आएगा, यहाँ प्राइम मिनिस्टर आएगा, बड़े बड़े अभिनेता आएंगे, बड़े बड़े राजनेता आएंगे और मीडिया वाले भी बड़े बहुत आएंगे। तो मैं देख रहा हूँ आज से 66 वर्ष पहले जो बाबा ने कहा था वो सारी बातें सिद्ध हो रही हैं। आप देख रहे हैं पूरी की पूरी सिद्ध हो रही है। हमारा प्रेसिडेंट आप जानते हैं, रोज ज्ञान सुनते हैं सुना, और वो हमारे फंक्शंस पर आते भी हैं और बहुत ही वो कहते हैं, हम उनसे मिलने गए थे कुछ दिन पहले, उसने ये स्पष्ट कहा कि जो कुछ मैं बनी हूँ मुझे बाबा ने ही बनाया है, ये स्पष्ट उनके मुख से बात। तो इस प्रकार से आप यहाँ पधारे, आप ये जो हमारा पहला लेसन पता क्या है, आपने सुना है या नहीं सुना, या आप सुबह सुनाते होंगे, हम सब क्या हैं, आत्मा है ना, हम सब आत्मा है, एक परमपिता परमात्मा की संतान है। तो आपस में क्या हुए, क्या हुए, भाई भाई, एक हमारा पिता परमात्मा, हमारा हम आत्मा भाई भाई। तो परमपिता परमात्मा द्वारा स्थापन किया ही ये संस्थान है। तो ये आप आग का भी घर है, आप अपने घर में आप आए हैं, आप हमारे अपनी भांति हैं, अपने हमारे परिवार के हैं। तो आप सभी का अपनों की तरफ से आप अपनों को का बहुत बहुत स्वागत है, स्वागत है, स्वागत। ओम शांति, ओम शांति।
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद राजयोगी दाता आत्म प्रकाश भाई जी। थोड़ा सा इंट्रोडक्शन देना चाह रही थी, आप 20 वर्ष की उम्र में इस विद्यालय से जुड़े, जैसे आपने बताया आपने 1961 में इंजीनियरिंग पास की और 1981 में हमारा यहाँ से ब्रह्म कुमारी इसका जो मैगजीन है ज्ञानामृत और इंग्लिश में द वर्ल्ड रिन्यूअल के आप एडिटर हैं और तब से आप ये सेवाएं प्रदान कर रहे हैं और इस बहुत सरल नम्रचित्त और बहुत अथक सेवाधारी हैं, एक बार फिर से बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद। नाउ आई वुड लाइक टू इनवाइट ब्रदर यशवंत भाई जी, आप ब्रह्म कुमारीज के आईटी विंग के ब्रह्म कुमारीज के कोऑर्डिनेटर हैं, माउंट आबू हेडक्वार्टर्स कोऑर्डिनेटर हैं। इन द ईयर ऑफ 1984 ब्रदर यशवंत पाटिल हैज डेडिकेटेड हिज लाइफ फॉर द सर्विस ऑफ ह्यूमैनिटी एज अ डेडिकेटेड वॉलंटियर ऑफ द ब्रह्म कुमारीज। ही हैज गॉन थ्रू मेनी नेशनल इंटरनेशनल ट्रेनिंग programs and is the awaited trailer, and he has various awards and achievements to his credit such as CSR Congress Excellency and Leadership Award 2015, Rajasthan Energy Conservation Award 2014 and National Community Radio Award 2014. He looks after the services of IT Wing or Satme. You are looking after the CSR and Radio Madhuban, what is the initiative of Brahma Kumaris and Ham Radio Services. So, I will tell Yashwant Bhai Ji, I will tell you that IT Wing ki sevaon ke bare mein hame avgat karaye.
ओम शांति, जोर से बोलें ओम शांति। परमपिता शिव परमात्मा, आदरणीय निर्मला देवी जी, चेयरपर्सन आईटी विंग, प्रभा जी, अभय जी, वर्षा देवी, पद्मा देवी, सविता बहन और हमारी पूरी आईटी टीम जो ये पूरा प्रोग्राम कंडक्ट कर रही है इतने सालों से, तो पूरी आईटी टीम नाम सहित और हमारी जो टेक्निकल टीम है हेडक्वार्टर की, उनके भी नाम सहित सबको सैल्यूट है कि इतना अच्छा प्रोग्राम तैयार किया है और आप इतनी दूर से टाइम निकाल के आए हैं। आईटी प्रोफेशनल जो आईटी एक्सपर्ट्स हैं और जिनकी अभी वजह से दुनिया फास्ट हो गई है, तो अभी 5G से 6G तक आप लोग लेके गए हैं, तो स्पीड बढ़ता जा रहा है, तो ये आप आईटी प्रोफेशनल का भी स्वागत है। तो हमारी जो ब्रह्म कुमारीज के बारे में ब्रिजेश भाई ने सब बताया, तो ब्रह्म कुमारीज की सिस्टर ऑर्गेनाइजेशन है राजयोगा एजुकेशन एंड रिसर्च फाउंडेशन। तो उस रिसर्च फाउंडेशन में 20 विंग है जो बताया था ब्रिजेश भाई ने, तो उसमें एक आईटी विंग ये लास्ट विंग क्रिएट हुई क्योंकि आईटी स्टार्ट ही अभी हुआ है, क्योंकि बाकी विंग हमारी 25 ईयर्स से ज़्यादा स्टार्ट हुई है, तो 25 ईयर्स से हमारी विंग्स चल रही हैं, जैसे जूरिस्ट विंग है, यूथ विंग है, मेडिकल विंग, साइंटिस्ट विंग, तो इस हिसाब से आईटी विंग हमारी 20th विंग है। तो आईटी विंग का हम लोग जो कार्य करते हैं, जो प्रोफेशनल है, आईटी कंपनीज हैं पूरे इंडिया में, और आईटी कंपनीज तो ऐसे मल्टीनेशनल कंपनीज होती है, MNC, तो इंटरनेशनल लेवल पे हम लोग आईटी के प्रोग्राम करते हैं। तो हम PPT से आपको दिखाते हैं कि आईटी में हम लोग क्या क्या करते हैं। तो इसमें हम आईटी में जितनी कंपनीज को अलग अलग टाइप से लेक्चर देते हैं, जैसे हमारे पीस ऑफ माइंड, फिर हमारी जो वर्क स्टेशन पे हम लोग कैसे आपस में हेल्दी रह के हम आपस में कैसे हम उसको काम करें, तो इस टाइप से अलग अलग हम लोग इसमें देते हैं, लेक्चर्स देते हैं, ऑनलाइन से देते हैं। बाकी आईटी विंग्स में हम लोग जो टीम है हमारी, जो टेक्निकल टीम है, जो ये संस्था का कोर्स करके रेगुलर उसकी स्टडी करते हैं, तो हम उसमें जो संस्था के लिए जो वेबसाइट्स है, डेटा सेंटर्स है, एप्लीकेशन डेवलपमेंट सॉफ्टवेयर है, तो वो हम लोग इस थ्रू हम देते हैं। तो आईटी विंग्स का आपको बताया, जैसे हमारे चेयरपर्सन दीदी हैं, नेशनल कोऑर्डिनेटर पद्मा दीदी हैं, उनके तरफ से, उनके मधु दीदी के तरफ से वो रिप्रेजेंट कर रहे हैं यहाँ पे, तो ये हमारे नेशनल कोऑर्डिनेटर हैं, और बाकी हमारे 4 नॉर्थ कोऑर्डिनेटर्स है। नॉर्थ में संजू गुप्ता है, वेस्ट में पद्मा दीदी है, साउथ में हमारे भारती भाई हैं, और वेस्ट में हमारी वर्षा दीदी है। तो हमने ऐसे 4 जोन में कोऑर्डिनेटर्स तैयार किए हैं, तो जो अलग अलग कंपनीज के लिए हम लोग उसको सर्विस प्रोवाइड करते हैं। तो इसमें हम अलग अलग प्रोग्राम देते हैं, जैसे रेजिडेंशियल रिट्रीट, नेशनल कॉन्फ्रेंस, स्पिरिचुअलिटी इन आईटी, लीडरशिप ट्रेनिंग, ट्रेनिंग फॉर टीचर्स, डिजिटल इंडिया कैंपेन, और अभी हमने नया जो शुरू किया है डिजिटल डिटॉक्सिफिकेशन। जैसे आप हेल्थ के लिए जाते हैं तो अपने शरीर के लिए भी डिटॉक्स करते हैं नेचर क्योर में जाके, वैसे हम लोगों ने डिजिटल डिटॉक्स का भी एक कोर्स नया शुरू किया है, वो भी ऑनलाइन में आपको मिलेगा हमारी वेबसाइट पे। तो ऑनलाइन वेबिनार्स भी हम लोग करते हैं, तो ऐसे लगभग हमने 500 वेबिनार्स लगभग मोस्टली आईटी कंपनीज में हमने किया है, गुड़गांव, दिल्ली, बॉम्बे, पुणे, चेन्नई, बेंगलोर, ऑनलाइन कोर्सेस भी हम लोग करते हैं वेबिनार के थ्रू, सॉफ्टवेयर के थ्रू। तो इसमें अलग अलग टॉपिक्स है, लेट्स मेडिटेट, लर्न राजयोगा मेडिटेशन, साइबर सिक्योरिटी आजकल बहुत इम्पोर्टेंट हो गया है, तो हमारे पास एक साइबर सिक्योरिटी के भी एक्सपर्ट आए हुए हैं पुणे से। तो साइबर सिक्योरिटी जो आज साइबर क्राइम बढ़ता जा रहा है, तो उसके लिए भी हम लोग डिजिटल अवेयरनेस कैंपेन के हिसाब से हम लोग उसको करते हैं, तो ऐसे अलग अलग अच्छे अच्छे टॉपिक्स आप लोग अपनी कंपनीज में कर सकते हैं। बाकी हम लोग यहाँ का जो पूरा जो आप आए हैं, तो आपको सॉफ्टवेयर से आपको एकोमोडेशन का स्लिप मिला, सारे सिस्टम सब सेट हुआ है। वो अलग अलग सॉफ्टवेयर हमारी यहाँ की जो टीम है वो खुद बनाती है, क्योंकि कोई भी आप सॉफ्टवेयर बनाते हैं या वेबसाइट बनाते हैं तो बहुत हाईली पेड होता है, लेकिन हमारे जो मेंबर्स हैं वो इसको फ्रीली फ्री ऑफ चार्ज चलाते हैं और करते हैं, तो काफ़ी इकोनॉमिकली ऑर्गेनाइजेशन के खर्चे होते हैं। तो इसमें हम डिजिटाइजेशन किया है, जैसे हमारे सॉफ्टवेयर्स में अकाउंट सॉफ्टवेयर है जो हमारे सेंटर्स बताया 6000 सेंटर्स है, उसका अकाउंट्स का ऑडिट ऑनलाइन हो जाता है, जैसे इनकम टैक्स का सॉफ्टवेयर होता है, तो उसमें और भी हमने एडवांस किया है, तो ऑनलाइन में ही हम उसको ऑडिट करके सीएज होते हैं उसको क्लियर करते हैं। तो वो एक कनेक्ट वन सॉफ्टवेयर, एकोमोडेशन का आपने देखा, स्लिप्स मैनेजमेंट वगैरह, तो ये अलग अलग किचन के सॉफ्टवेयर है। फिर हर जगह हमारे सॉफ्टवेयर जो बनाते हैं हमारे मेंबर्स जो है आईटी मेंबर्स, बीके ब्रह्म कुमारी के जो स्टूडेंट्स है वो बनाते हैं, और रिमोटली भी काम करते हैं, और वहाँ जाके कभी फिजिकली होता है तो हम लोग उसमें काम करते हैं। तो जैसे हमने रेडियोस का बताया, तो एफएम रेडियोस भी हम लोग कम्युनिटी रेडियोस चलाते हैं, तो उसमें भी ऑनलाइन सॉफ्टवेयर्स ऐप्स वगैरह चलाते हैं। तो ऐप्स में आपने देखा होगा बीज वाले सॉफ्टवेयर है, तो अलग अलग ऐप्स हमारे हैं, शिवानी बहन के भी आपने देखे होंगे, बहुत अच्छे ऐप्स हमने डेवलप किए हैं, तो आप लोग उसको यूज़ कर सकते हैं, और आप 3 दिन अच्छी तरह से इसका बेनिफिट लेंगे, सब अच्छे स्पीकर्स भी आपके लिए हैं, और आप बहुत लकी हैं, शिवानी दीदी हैं और अभी दीदी निर्मला जी भी आपको कुछ ज्ञान से अवगत कराएंगे, तो आप सब आए हैं इसके लिए आपका बहुत बहुत स्वागत। थैंक यू। ओम शांति।
Thank you, Yashwant Bhai Ji, for introducing the services of IT Wing. Now, this is the time to be introduced and to know about and to listen from our respected Rajyogini, Dr. Nirmala Didi. Dr. Nirmala Didi is the Joint Chief of Brahma Kumari's Mount Abu. She is the Director of Brahma Kumari's Gyan Sarovar, also the chairperson IT Wing Mount Abu. She serves as the regional coordinator of the Brahma Kumaris in the Australia and Asia Pacific region. Her special area of interest is in the field of self-transformation, personal development, and how the human being's mental process can be enhanced through an accurate method of meditation. She has been practicing Raj Yoga meditation for 62 years since she first came across it to Brahma Kumaris in December 1962 in Mumbai. In 1965, she established a clinic specializing in diseases common to third world countries and discovered that her patients responded much better when their treatment was supplemented with meditation. She has wide experience of spirituality and she is very scientific-minded and very spiritual-minded, respected Devi, and also she is very creative in IT Wing. She takes all the initiatives with lots of courage and she motivates all of us. Respected Dr. Nirmala Devi ji.
Om Shanti. Manj par upasthit hamare mukhya vakta gan tatha sabha mein upasthit आईटी प्रोफेशनल के भाई बहने, बहुत भाग्य की बात है कि आप इस कॉन्फ्रेंस में भाग ले रहे हैं। तीन चार दिन जो आप यहाँ रहेंगे आप समझेंगे बहुत सफल हुए। जीवन में सबको आपदाएं आती रहती है और दिन प्रतिदिन समाज की मोरालिटी लो हो रही है, नेचर भी अपना जलवा दिखाती है, कहाँ अतिवर्षा है कहाँ अनावर्षा है, कहाँ बहुत गर्मी है कहाँ बहुत ठंडी है, और साइक्लोन आदि तूफान आते रहते हैं। आज ही एक चाइना का ग्रुप हांगकांग जा रहा था, साइक्लोन के कारण हांगकांग का एयरपोर्ट बंद। तो क्या है कि आज हम कुछ भी प्लान करते हैं परंतु इम्प्लीमेंट देना नॉट ईजी। तो इसलिए ये चार दिन में स्पेशली जो पहली बार आए हैं वो अपने आप को इन विघ्नों का समस्याओं का कैसे सामना करना है उसके लिए शक्ति भरनी है, और वो शक्ति भरने के मेथड आपको समझाई जाती है क्योंकि आप लोग टेक्नोलॉजी तो बहुत जानते हो परंतु समस्याओं जब सामने आती है तो कई बार टेंशन हो जाता है, कई बार नर्वस हो जाते हैं, कई बार चिंताग्रस्त हो जाते हैं, स्ट्रेस हो जाता है और स्ट्रेस के कारण कई बीमारियां होती हैं। तो जब आप यहाँ का कोर्स करेंगे सवेरे का सेशन तो आप अपने आप को जानेंगे, परमात्मा को जानेंगे और उनसे शक्ति लेना सीखेंगे। आज मानव और खास भारत चंद्रमा तक पहुंच गए और यहां से कोई भी देश में हमें संपर्क करना है मुश्किल नहीं, और सिर्फ एक व्यक्ति से नहीं कई व्यक्तियों के साथ अलग अलग देशों में बातचीत कर सकते हैं। अभी अभी हमको देरी इसलिए हुई कि हमारी जूम मीटिंग थी रशिया अमेरिका लंदन इंडिया के बहनों की मीटिंग थी और मीटिंग में जो फैसला करना था रूबरू हो गया। तो क्या है कम्युनिकेशन इजी हो गया है परंतु अनफॉर्चुनेटली कई बार घर वालों से कम्युनिकेशन नहीं करते, चिट्ठी रख के जाते हैं। Especially वेस्टर्न वर्ल्ड में कि हम इतने बजे आएंगे, यहाँ जाते हैं, वहाँ जाते हैं, तो क्या है, हम ऑस्ट्रेलिया में थी तो बोर्ड पर नाम लिखा जाता था, वेर आर यू गोइंग, वेन आर यू कमिंग, व्हाट आर यू डूइंग एक्सेट्रा, वो कॉलम भर के जाना होता था ताकि सभी को खबर हो कि कौन क्या जा रहे हैं। तो क्या है कि टेक्निकली कम्युनिकेशन इज इजी, मेडिकली हार्ट ट्रांसप्लांट कर सकते हैं, परंतु एक दो के हार्ट को जानते नहीं कई बार। तो क्या है कि मेडिटेशन सीखने से हमारी हर स्किल बढ़ती है, हम अच्छी रीति से कम्युनिकेशन कर सकते हैं, हर एक के साथ अच्छा व्यवहार कर सकते हैं। हम कहते हैं यूनिवर्सल ब्रदरहुड, परंतु भारत में भी हम देखेंगे वी हैव डिवाइडेड इनटू सो मेनी स्टेट्स एंड लैंग्वेजेस एंड religion, and on the basis of that we are fighting with each other. तो क्या है वो भ्रातृत्व की भावना नहीं रहती, और इस कारण हम देख रहे हैं कि कोई सुखी नहीं। धनवान के पास पैसा है, कुछ भी खरीद सकता है, परंतु वो भी सुखी नहीं। स्पेशली बीमारी है, पैसा कितना भी है, हाई डायबिटीज है, बेचारों को खाने के लिए सोचना पड़ता है। वेट ज्यादा है, खाने के लिए सोचना पड़ता है कि कैसे वेट कम करें, डाइटिंग करें आदि आदि। तो इसलिए हम देख रहे हैं कि आज का संसार जो साथ चाहता है, स्पेशली हेल्थ, वेल्थ एंड हैप्पीनेस, ये तीनों मेडिटेशन से प्राप्त हो सकते हैं। इसलिए आप मेडिटेशन सेशन मिस नहीं करना और अपने को यहाँ से एम्पावर करके जाना। ओम शांति।
बहुत बहुत थैंक्स दीदी जी। She inspired us to attend this meditation session. हमारा जो रोज सुबह meditation session होंगे वो Diamond Hall में होंगे। This is conference hall. इसके सामने एक बहुत बड़ा hall है, that is Diamond Hall. Early morning session जो अमृत वेला meditation है, 4 बजे से 4:40 till 4 to 4:45. Even you can come before 4 o'clock, that will be there. और उसके बाद में 7 to 8:30 हमारा meditation session होगा, जो हम जरूर उसमें participate करेंगे। Thank you दीदी, कितना beautifully हमने समझा IT with spirituality. You know, IT is not only information technology, this is inner transformation, this is the inner technology. So once again, thank you very much. Now I invite Brother Abhay Tiwari, Regional Director, Head Data Center Development
cloud operations plus innovation, Microsoft Limited, Hyderabad. Data center and capital projects professional with more than 30 years experience across Asia Pacific, Middle East and Africa. Leading corporate real estate function for a global financial institution with presence in more than 80 countries. Brother Abhay is responsible for business strategy and organization development as a part of senior management team. And he is a critical function leader responsible for the second largest cost base for the firm. With an MBA in finance and an HRM, qualified SAP analyst and certified fire and explosive safety, member of the Royal Institution of Chartered Surveyors, Abhay brother is well known, well acknowledged and highly respected as a leader and innovator in the sector. Respected Brother Abhay Tiwari ji, you welcome.
Om Shanti. I think so. We all are sitting almost 1 hour. I'll request everyone to get up for 5 seconds. Everyone to get up. So let blood run in your veins and awake mentally here. You're physically here, but maybe mentally not here. Om Shanti. Please have your seat. Respected Dr. Nirmala Didi and other BK brothers and sister, I think so I am honored today to be here and really, really honored. I can only say that I am a student. I want always to be a student and I will be a student. Because I stop learning, I think so I'll never ever evolve. And this principle has been taught to us in management school, but not in that sense. But I learned when I got in touch with this institute and this organization, I can say. I'm wrong in calling institute. And pardon me if I use something stupid, you know. This particular spiritual organization, which I felt this is one selfless organization which mixes spiritual journey along with scientific journey in the correct, as per the current dynamic world scenario. And I experienced they all always come up with the ideas which are innovative, which are focused oriented, which always bind the people together and make it as a fun loving education and what I feel, you know, enlightened for all of us. Be it a professional like us who are too much engrossed in our professional life and see we always see that we are super busy. But I think sometimes I feel we made ourselves busy. And we never try to find time for the God. And we say, I am busy. And I always say, I don't have time for even for the God. And even I have to pray to the God, I will not adjust my time for other activity. I will adjust time to pray to the God. And same goes for the meditation. And I think so when I'm not so much into meditation. I go to the center sometime, and when I'm disturbed, stressed out. And I think so, thanks to this organization, now I'm finding myself. I'm doing inner search for myself after working over 30 years. And all of us, a lot of us, like I'm not saying I might be wrong, professional like us in middle career management or senior career or a management on the board, I think so we we don't have time, or we never try to find time to think through and see what's ahead in the life, and are we going in the right path? I think so. We always try to find happiness in the work. Nothing wrong. We should be proud and we should enjoy and have a passion about the work what we do. But at the same time, I always believe in, we should also find the real meaning of happiness. And I think so, meditation is one such source which allow you to control your thoughts, not thoughts control you. And that's very, very important. It brings us our destructive sometime thought process to constructive thought process. When we are in chaos, it brings us calm to ourselves and also allow us to look at the greater picture and the purpose of our life. I can only say I'm a learning and I'll keep on learning, and I'll try and learn in coming 3 days. I'll do justice to myself, why I'm here, and definitely will love to learn from each one of you. And various sessions we are going to have with the BKS DDs and brothers. I can only say I'm honored and really deeply honored, and thanks to Brahma Kumaris that they got me here, and I'm lucky one, I'm chosen one to be here. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm nothing. I got no identity. I'm a common man, and if I'll go someday, no one even remember me. Only my deeds, my karma and my relation will be there in the world. So thanks to the organization and thanks to everyone. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Brother Abhay Tiwari ji, for your short and sweet, but your sharing was from your heart, we could feel, and with your experiences in your life. So thank you once again. Now it's time to experience. We have been hearing about meditation, about silence, about the practical experiences. So this is the time when we can go into the journey and experience the peace within, the deep resilience, my own inner strength in the inner being, for which we have come in this conference. I would like to invite Brahma Kumari, Sister Savita. She came into the contact with Brahma Kumaris at the tender age of 14 years. Her deep interest in spirituality and godly knowledge attracted her towards the Brahma Kumaris. She obtained B.Tech degree in information technology with the distinction from Vishwaveshwaraya Technical University, Bangalore. She is a software engineer, and using her skills for godly services in coordinating the service of Information Technology Wing as a senior faculty at the world headquarters of Brahma Kumaris Shantivan since 17 years. She has won Best Paper Award for her paper presentation on Leadership and Change Management held at North Cap University, Gurgaon. Brahma Kumari, Sister Savita.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Hearty welcome to the National Conference on the theme Inner Resilience. So why this topic? We discussed many, many topics and finalized inner resilience. We all know the post-COVID situation, what we are going through,
how the life was before COVID, pre-COVID, and how now the post-COVID situations, how everything got changed all of a sudden in the blink of an eye. You might have all experienced, isn't it? So what we go through sometimes in a single day, mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, personally, professionally, we all know our journey. The failure, success, hurt, defamation, pain, sorrow, whatever we go through, we know our journey very well. So being resilient means coming back quickly from any situation which has happened and moving on with positivity. So that's why we have chosen this topic, because if we are not resilient, what will happen? Any negativity I'm carrying, it will leave a sanskar or impression here and it will keep disturbing us. Being resilient means putting full stop and moving on. Being in our original form, what we actually are. We are not tension, we are not stress, we are not sorrow, we are not pain, we are not the negativity what we go through, isn't it? Are we that? We are very, very beautiful energy of 7 beautiful qualities. You can imagine a rainbow. It is beautifully decorated with 7 beautiful colors. In a similar way, I am an energy with beautiful 7 qualities. Knowledge, peace, purity, love, happiness, bliss and power. I am that energy. Being in that energy, being stable, being matured, understanding, caring, loving, that is being resilient, stable in every situation. If I'm stable, I'm able to make my family, my society, my nation, the whole world stable. Self-transformation leads to the world transformation. So being in that original form is all about being resilient, inner resilience, inner technology. Experience that beautiful life. Then we will be able to experience happiness and peace in everything we do. So this conference is all about inner resilience. Now it is traffic control time. Sit in silence for 2 minutes and then I'll explain you the meaning of traffic control.
Thank you.
So we have a system of traffic control in Brahmakumaris. That means silence for a minute or 2 minutes every hour to empower ourselves to detox the mind and move on. That is being resilient. So this is the theme, and in the next 2 days you will experience how to be resilient, put full stop, move on with more positivity to experience that real joy, peace and happiness in life. So make sure you attend next 2 days all the sessions without missing, because it has been planned beautifully to make you resilient. Okay, now we will experience the theme of the conference with a guided meditation commentary. Sit comfortably. If you have something in your hands, keep it aside. A light music will be played and we will go into the deep experience of the meditation, connecting with ourselves, connecting with the divine, and empower ourselves. Sit comfortably in a relaxed position. For some time, for a few minutes, I go into a deep journey within myself, detaching myself from everything else, my original being, the energy of 7 beautiful qualities. I am an energy of knowledge, peace, purity, love, happiness, bliss, and power. I experience these qualities very deeply within myself. I also explore that resilience is also a power I have within me, and I am capable of winning over any situation, and I have that power within myself. I deeply experience and recognize my own inner powers and strengths with a deep connection with the highest source of energy, the Almighty Authority, who is the ocean of all powers and virtues. I program my mind to remain stable, matured, positive in every situation of life. I can experience very deeply that how I program my mind, it responds accordingly. I train myself to remain resilient. What is on the way is the way to move on. This is how I prepare myself in this beautiful, serene, tranquil atmosphere. In this deep connection with the Almighty Authority, I feel very, very light I unburden all the burdens I have been carrying. Experience very, very lighter stage. And I can feel that Almighty Authority, the Supreme Being, is with me in my journey to guide me, support me, make me more powerful, more stable, more matured. I tell myself many times, I am powerful. Radiate the vibrations of peace and power across my family, society, my country, and the world. I become an instrument to transform myself in a positive direction and also inspire others, those who are around me, in the same direction. I create a beautiful, divine personality of myself that will bring all the positive transformation I have been looking in myself, my family, my workplace, society, and the world. I prepare myself for the next few days to go deeper into the journey of being resilient. I feel very light, peaceful, happy at this moment, and I radiate powerful vibrations across the world. Om Shanti.
Thank you, sister, for this wonderful experience and understanding the resilience within. So today is the gift. First day you have arrived. So this is the first gift. We will replace our some of the thoughts. We normally create thoughts like, I am busy, I am worried, I am stressed, I am unhappy, I am upset, you know, these thoughts, replace with, I am, everyone can come, I am resilient with the power of peace, with the power of love, power of happiness, and so on. All the best, and thank you, sister. Now, I invite respected Sister Prabhaji. Sister Prabhaji is from Delhi. She belongs to Indian Telecommunications Services, presently posted as Director, Department of Telecommunications, Ministry of Communications in Delhi. She has been serving the Government of India since last 30 years under different capacities as Class A Gadgeted Officer. She did BE Electrical Engineering from Delhi College of Engineering, Delhi University in 1992, and Masters in Engineering from the same institution in 1994. She received a gold medal from the Honorable Vice President of India for being a topper in BE in 1992. She joined as Assistant Director, AD Grade 1 in Central Electricity Board Authority, Ministry of Power in October 1994 and carried out operations and maintenance of centralized computer system of the organization and transmission planning. Subsequently, she rendered technical resignation there and joined Ministry of Communications as an Assistant Division Engineer Telecom in January 2000. Sister Prabhaji.
Om Shanti. I'm really honored to be a part of this conference. सबसे पहले मैं अपने तहे दिल से परमपिता श्री परमात्मा को धन्यवाद करती हूँ जिन्होंने मुझे इतना सुनहरा मौका दिया कि मैं पहली बार इस प्रजापिता ब्रह्मा कुमारी ईश्वरीय विश्वविद्यालय में मेरा एंट्री हुआ और मैं भगवान से प्रेयर करती हूँ कि मुझे ऐसे अवसर बार बार मिलें। मैं लोधी कॉलोनी ब्रह्मा कुमारी सेंटर दिल्ली से लिंक्ड हूँ बट नॉट कंटिन्यूअसली इंटरमिटेंटली। यूट्यूब पर मैं वीडियोस देखती हूँ सिस्टर शिवानी सिस्टर भाई जी सूरज भाई जी और उषा बहन जी का। मैं अपनी फ्रेंड बीके प्रीति भसीन को भी धन्यवाद देती हूँ जो कि निमित्त बनी मुझे यहाँ लाने के लिए और अपनी बेटी अंकिता को भी। ब्रह्म कुमारी हैज रियली ट्रांसफॉर्म्ड द सोसाइटी ऑल सेक्शंस ऑफ द सोसाइटी। इट ट्रीट्स ऑल ऑफ अस इक्वली इररेस्पेक्टिव ऑफ सोशियो इकोनॉमिक डिफरेंसेस आर स्टेटस। ये हमें हमारे आत्मिक स्वरूप का बोध कराती है। हम क्या हैं, एक्चुअली हम क्या हैं, हमारा अस्तित्व क्या है। हम एक आत्मा है जिसका संबंध केवल एक और केवल एक परमात्मा शिव परमात्मा परमपिता शिव परमात्मा से है। बाकी सब मोह माया है। ये शिव परमात्मा जो है ये एक प्यार केयर नॉलेज पेशेंस एटीट्यूड पीस कंपेशन कंपोजर गिविंग एटीट्यूड के एपिटोम हैं। हम उन शिव बाबा के बच्चे हैं। हम ऐसे शिव बाबा के बच्चे हैं जिनके पास ये सारे गुण हैं लेकिन हम लोगों को ऐसी परिस्थितियों ने घेर लिया है या अक्सर घेर लेती हैं जिसमें कि हम चैलेंजेस एंजाइटी स्ट्रेस अपने डे टू डे लाइफ में या जनरली एनकाउंटर करते हैं और हम भगवान की दी हुई इन शक्तियों को भूल जाते हैं जो कि हमें नहीं भूलना चाहिए लेकिन परिस्थितियों के वशीभूत होके हम ये सब भूल जाते हैं। तो मेरा ये कहना कि ये सब हम जानते हैं कि हम हमारे अंदर ये गुण हैं लेकिन परिस्थितियां इतनी हावी हो जाती हैं हम पर प्रॉब्लम इतनी हावी हो जाती हैं ये सारी क्वालिटीज दे बिकम अ पार्ट ऑफ आवर सबकॉन्शियस माइंड and they take the back stage. तो इस challenges के अंदर जब हम ये problems face करते हैं तो मुझे ये लगता है कि problems को हमें बड़ा नहीं बनाना चाहिए या हम problems हमारे सामने बहुत छोटी होती है लेकिन हम उन्हें बड़ा बना देते हैं। और इसमें मुझे एक शिवानी दीदी की वीडियो जब मैंने सुना था तो उसमें उन्होंने बताया था कि हम राई का पहाड़ बना देते हैं जबकि हमें पहाड़ का राई बनाकर और राई को रुई बनाकर उसे उड़ा देना चाहिए उसे भुला देना चाहिए। अगर हम इसको प्रैक्टिकली अपने लाइफ में इम्प्लीमेंट कर लें तो मुझे लगता है कि शायद हम जो कई बार रॉन्ग डिसीजंस ले लेते हैं आओ-ताओ में आके तो हम वो उस प्रकार के डिसीजंस नहीं ले पाएंगे क्योंकि हम सब लोगों पर प्रेशर तो है ही घर का भी है ऑफिस का भी है हर प्रकार का प्रेशर हम लोग झेलते हैं और उस समय हम इन प्रॉब्लम्स को अपने से बड़ा समझकर अपना क्रोध में आ जाते हैं किसी अपना जो स्थिति है वो किसी उस स्थिति के अंदर स्थिति का सामना नहीं कर पाते और किसी के ऊपर भी उसका गुस्सा निकाल देते हैं, एंगर निकाल देते हैं, या फिर हम किसी के कोई किसी की बहुत प्रोग्रेस हो गई, अचीवमेंट हो गई, उससे जेलस हो जाते हैं, तो हमारे मन में नेगेटिव थॉट्स, नेगेटिव एटीट्यूड आने लगता है। तो मुझे लगता है कि हमें हमेशा पॉजिटिव लोगों के साथ रहना चाहिए जिनकी सोच पॉजिटिव है। अगर हम इफ वी कम अक्रॉस सम नेगेटिव पीपल देन वी शुड लीव देयर कंपनी, और हमें ऐसे लोगों का संग रखना चाहिए जो कि हमारे अंदर पॉजिटिव वाइब्स दें, क्योंकि हम कहते हैं जैसा संग वैसा रंग, जैसी संगति होगी वैसा ही हमारे ऊपर एनर्जी आएगी। तो पॉजिटिविटी से हमें एनर्जी मिलती है। तो मेरा ये कहना है और मानना है कि लेट अस से गुड बाय टू नेगेटिविटी एंड एम्ब्रेस पॉजिटिविटी टू मेक अस मोर हैप्पियर इन आवर वर्ल्ड। सेकेंडली मैं ये कहना चाहूंगी कि हमेशा हम भगवान हमारे अंदर ही हैं, श्री परमात्मा हमारे अंदर ही हैं, हम उनके बच्चे हैं, वो हमसे दूर नहीं है कहीं पर भी। लेकिन जब हमारे ऊपर प्रॉब्लम्स आती हैं, ये स्ट्रेस होता है, तो हम उनको भूल जाते हैं। तो अगर हम उनको याद रखते हैं तो हमारी समस्याएं बहुत कम हो जाती है। और उनको हम कैसे निरंतर याद रखें, वो एक मेडिटेशन इज द ओनली वे जिसके थ्रू हम उनको याद रख सकते हैं। अगर हम रेगुलरली मेडिटेट करें, सुबह उठते ही हम अपने दैनिक दिनचर्या का पार्ट मेडिटेशन बना लें, सुबह उठते अगर हम अपने जीवन के प्रत्येक दिन का 10 मिनट 5 मिनट जितना भी पॉसिबल है अगर हम उसमें मेडिटेशन करें और अपने आप को परमपिता शिव बाबा से कनेक्ट करें, तो मुझे लगता है कि हमारी पूरे दिन स्थिति बेहतर होती है और किसी भी प्रकार की परिस्थिति को हम अच्छे से फेस कर सकते हैं। तो ये इन्हीं शब्दों के साथ मैं ये कहना चाहूंगी कि देर इज समवन गॉड परमपिता शिव बाबा हु लव्स अस मोर देन एनीबडी कैन एवर लव। ही इज देयर फॉर अस ऑलवेज, ही इज विद इन अस, हु केयर्स फॉर अस मोर देन वी कुड एवर केयर फॉर आवरसेल्व्स। सो ट्रस्ट हिम ऑलवेज, जस्ट डू योर कर्मा विद फुल फेथ एंड हैव कॉन्फिडेंस इन विद यू विद अ फीलिंग ऑफ डिटैचमेंट। कर्ता मत बनो, कर्म करो वैराग्य भाव से। बॉन्ड एंड लव विच वी शेयर विद हिम इज अनमैच्ड, इट इज रियली डिवाइन। दिस इज वॉट वी आर हेयर फॉर, टू मेडिटेट, टू फील हिम विद इन अस, टू फील हिज लव एंड प्रेजेंस एवरीवेयर। आई एम श्योर that when we will go back, we all will take back this feeling of pure bliss within ourselves. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Sister Prabha Ji. आपने बहुत सरल शब्दों में अपने दिल के भाव हमारे सामने रखे। एंड यू आर शेयरिंग अबाउट द प्रॉब्लम्स, दैट प्रॉब्लम्स डजंट हैव एनी डायमेंशन। एक्चुअली वी मेक इट बिगर, वी मेक इट स्मॉलर, एंड वी कैन डिमलिश इट, इट डिपेंड्स ऑन अस। एंड वी आर लर्निंग दिस वाइल व्हेन वी इंक्रीज द इनर रेजिलियंस, यस दे विल बी, the problem will not exist in our life. Yes, many things will come, but we will be more powerful than our problems. So thank you, sister. So now I request our respected brother Yashwant Bhai ji and Vaishadevi ji to honor brother Abhay Tiwari ji with a shawl and godly gift, and also to sister Prabha ji. प्रभा जी, invite Brother Harish Motwani ji on stage for the special honor, and also Brother Ashish Khanna. And Mr. Verma, please. We can join. This is a way to join. We are very active people. IT means very active. Spiritual. Thank you for your participation. And now I invite Brother Brahma Kumar Neeraj Bhai Ji. Brother Neeraj, as a professional, he has served the IT industry for over a decade and a half. He has worked with big IT firms like PwC, IBM, Tata Consultancy Services, etc. Currently, he is working as Associate Director, PwC India. Neeraj Bhai is associated with Brahma Kumaris since last 24 years. In his spiritual journey, he firmly believes that while God is your companion, everything is possible. He has widely traveled in India and abroad, and been part of various Brahma Kumaris initiatives like Spirituality in IT, Spotlight Values at United Nations, International Youth Forum, etc. He has been instrumental in organizing various workshops in corporates and corporate programs for IT and corporate professionals. He is executive member of Brahma Kumaris IT Wing, and Brother Neeraj holds degree of Bachelor's of Engineering with honors in Mechanical Engineering. He will come and take us through the agenda, for the future coming up days journey of the sessions and the programs. Brother Neeraj.
Om Shanti. Good evening to all of you. A very warm welcome to Baba's home, God's home, and your own home. So a round applause for all of you for coming all the way from different parts of India, and also we have few overseas participants as well from US and UK. So once again, very warm welcome to all of you. Slide please. Yes. So I'll take you, all of you, the detailed agenda for the next 2 days, like what are the different sessions lined up and what are the activities we will be having. Although you might have received the link for the agenda, has everyone received the link for the detailed agenda? Anyone who has not received can raise the hands. Okay, so this is the link. You can note down the link, and you will find the detailed agenda over here. And on the left hand side also to me, and the gate number 2 outside, we have also put the detailed agenda in the barcode and the URL, and so that it will be the live agenda, and if by chance if there are any changes in the schedule, you will see online. So you don't need to take a printout and note down anywhere. Just note down the link, okay? All right. So I'll not go each and every line-wise program. It's already with you. So I'll just summarize in a nutshell. There will be two sessions, like two breakup, we can say. First, early morning, which starts from morning 4 o'clock to morning 8:30. So all your sessions from morning 4 o'clock to morning 8:30 will be in the Diamond Hall, which is adjacent to this hall. Not this, this is conference hall. And all the sessions from morning 4 o'clock to 8:30 will be in the Diamond Hall. That's it, combined sessions with other participants from Art and Cultural Wing also, because they are the generic common session, not specific to IT. Okay. So morning, our morning starts at morning 4 o'clock. So who all are coming at morning 4 o'clock tomorrow morning at Amrit Vela Meditation? Oh, wow, that's great. So a big round of applause for all of you once again, that you all are coming tomorrow morning 4 o'clock. Okay. So there are many queries like, do we need to take a bath before we come at 4 o'clock? No, it's not mandatory. It's absolutely optional. You can just wash your face and come straight to morning meditation at 4 o'clock. 4 to 4:45, there will be a guided meditation. So one senior sister will be on the stage. She will give a commentary and you will follow that. Okay? And then after, from 4:45 to 5 o'clock, you can take a walk. It's a beautiful campus. You can take a silent walk. Whatever you have meditation from morning 4 to 4:45, you can just reflect and feel it. Okay, feel the vibrations, feel the nature, and feel the place. And then from 5 o'clock to 6:30, it's 1.5 hours. It's for you. You can take your bath and be ready. You can have your morning tea, coffee, whatever. Okay, and you strum at 6:30 in the Diamond Hall. And then from morning 6:30 to 7, there will be a physical exercise. So one brother Peter who will take you to physical exercise, so that while we do meditation, it's also important to keep our body fit. Okay, so we will be doing the physical exercise. And then from morning 7 to 8:30, there will be 4 sessions tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday and Tuesday. Morning 7 to 8:30. The first session will be on the soul, who am I? The second one, who is my father, the God? Third one, how to connect? And then fourth one, what are the powers I receive from God? Okay. So these are the 4 continuous sessions which are mandatory to understand how to meditate or how to do Rajyoga meditation. Okay. So we always, people ask how to learn meditation, how to do it. So these are the 4 basic study sessions, which you will get a detailed insight, first of all, who am I, whom I belong to, from where I have come, and how do I meditate, and what are the powers I receive in meditation, okay? So these are the 4 day sessions, morning 4 o'clock to till 8:30 in the morning, Diamond Hall. Clear? Any questions? Okay. After 8:30 till 9:30 in the morning, you have 1 hour where you go for the breakfast. Okay, you can go for the breakfast and please be seated here latest by 9:30. So you can come by 9:15 and then the session will start sharp at 9:30. So it's our fortune, like we will be having Sister Shivani with us for 2 days here, tomorrow full day, Saturday. She is already here and taking the another session, which like there are 4 programs going on right now here parallel. So she is taking right now another session and then she will meet all of you at morning 9:30 in the session here. And then first session will be from morning 9:30 to 11. Then we will have a quick break at 11 o'clock and then another session will start. And that session goes until 12:45. The schedule is same for all the both 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. Okay.
And then we will have a lunch break at 12:45. And then it's your rest time. So, or study time, you can say, from 12:45 until 4. So you do some rest because you wake up early in the morning. So take a 1 hour or 1.5 hour, 45 minutes nap. Have your tea, high tea, okay? And then from here, latest by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, okay? And then we will have another session from 4 to until 7:30. And then 7:30 in the evening, we will have go for dinner. So we have 1 hour for dinner, 7:30 to 8:30. And we should be sharp latest by 8:30 here. And the last session for the day will start at 8:30. That will not be a session, it will be more like a chit-chat, you know. It's like a family time, basically. The evening time, 8:30 is a family time. So it's not a session, but it's a journey, okay? So this is the schedule for Saturday and Sunday. And the morning schedule I already explained until Tuesday. And the detailed one you can go through on the site, okay? Now, slide please. So these are the important, some of the instructions we need to keep in mind, okay? So as I already explained, the morning Amrit Vela, when we say Amrit Vela, it's a morning meditation, okay? So morning meditation will be in Diamond Hall until from 4 o'clock to 8:30, and remaining all sessions will be in this hall, in the conference hall, okay? Any questions anyone has? All right. All the food arrangements for all our meals, breakfast, lunch and dinner will be in the second floor on the big dining hall, okay? So you might have all seen the big dining hall. Anyone who doesn't know where is the big dining hall? Anyone? All right. So all our meals will be on the second floor because there are multiple parallel conference going on. So we have arranged like for IT, it's in second floor. Okay. The food is same, everything is same, just to cater the people. Okay. Because otherwise there will be too much rush at a time. Your tea will be available at first floor. On the big dining, there is a first floor and I think it's a 7 number hall. There is a tea. So tea is available. I think tea is available round the clock. Whenever you will go, you will find a tea there. Mostly, okay? Maybe like sometime like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you may not find it, but you will find it at 3 p.m., okay? So tea will be in the first floor. You will listen, there will be some, you know, 1 minute break or 2 minute break, like 11 o'clock, where you will listen some music. So it's a silence break, like when we say traffic control. So whatever we are doing, we are just sit in silence and take a deep breath and remember our God, whoever we want to take their blessings, okay? Next is keep your ID badges where all the time. You have received all the, everyone has received ID badge. Anyone who has not received, please collect it from the reception. So that, because there are a lot of conference going on, so this is your identity. Like you have come for IT conference and any security person will not, you know, ask you because it's a very big place and thousands of people keep coming. So for security reasons, it's important to wear the badge. Your dress code is business casual, anything you feel comfortable, kurta pajama or anything, trousers, anything, but it should be full, it should not be half pant or something like that, because in everywhere we have sisters also and brothers also, so that's the only reason, okay. The next one is very important one, yeah, yes please. Sorry, I can't hear you. So, can we discuss it offline? And I think you will receive all your answers in next 2 days. If not, definitely we can discuss it offline. Okay? You can meet me and then I will guide you. Okay? Okay, the next one is very important one. Because you have come all the way from your different places. So, you need to be physically, you are already here physically, so you need to be mentally, emotionally, spiritually here, not somewhere outside. And you should not be spending your time with the digital devices. Everyone agree? So please minimize the mobile phone usage. Just enjoy the place you are here, you listen carefully and then feel it. That's more important and definitely you can use your mobile once you leave from here. So please minimize the mobile usage. It's like a digital fasting for next 2 days. Everyone ready for the digital fasting? Please raise your hands. And we need to keep a pledge here that we will be doing the digital fasting for the next 2 days from now. It starts from now until Sunday evening or Monday morning. Okay? I'm not saying you should not any important or family calls. Definitely you can attend, but you should minimize it. Okay? So that you can spend your quality time here. And don't go outside in the night. No smoking, no alcohol, anything else. And the last one, travel desk. So when you plan your return journey, you need to have a transport to take you either to airport or to railway station or bus stand. So please inform the transport department in the reception area. And also there is a sightseeing block on the fourth Monday. So you need to book your advance cab or taxi for sightseeing in Mount Abu, like to visit. So you can go to reception area and there is a sightseeing office. You can block your vehicle in advance because there are many conferences going on. And if we go in the last minute, there might be a possibility like taxis are not available. So you need to book in advance. Okay, any questions here so far? Now, this is the important one. Since we started this conference many, like 4 months back, many people are asking like what are the charges of this conference and what should we pay or... Even since morning, I have heard like from my guest and other guest a lot of queries about it. So I'll explain it a little bit about it. So there are many questions like who fund Brahmakumari's programs or how we run these programs. So first of all, let me clarify here. All the Brahmakumari's programs are run by the voluntary contributions. We don't ask for any donations and nothing. It's a spiritual place. It's a God place. It's your own family or your own home. So like we live at our homes, right? And suppose you are you have 3 kids, so they will not you will not ask them to contribute, or they will not ask to contribute. Everyone runs the family based on their own capacity, right? So this whole organization runs on the voluntary contributions who take the benefit of the programs, and it's completely voluntary. Why there are no charges? Because it's a God's knowledge, and there cannot be any fees for the God's knowledge. That's the number one. Second, God's knowledge is for everyone, either it's a rich, poor, anyone who can afford, not afford. So it's for everyone. Even there are people, sometimes we offer the 10 tickets also who cannot come because they don't have money to come. So we offer the 10 tickets also because it's a God's service. Okay. So this is the family. All these programs run by the voluntary contribution, and definitely expenses are there for all the programs. So anyone who want to voluntary contribute, connect to, there is a desk outside, gate number 2 here, who can contribute. If you would like to contribute, it's completely voluntary. You can visit the desk outside, okay? And all the contributions are ATG exempted. You can take the tax benefits on the any contributions. The next one. Slide, please. Keep the slide, okay? So let's the English meaning I'll explain. So here, if there is a saying in Hindi, or I don't know which language is this, but somebody shared me to share here. So sabse pehle pet puja, baki sab kuch baad mein. So here you don't need to worry about your meals, anything. Have your Brahmakumaris provides first of all a very good meal. It's completely sattvic, hygienic, and it's prepared by the yogis who follow the celibacy, who follow all the meditative spiritual lifestyle. They only cook the food in all the meals in the remembrance of God, and then we offer this food to God, and then only it comes in the dining hall. Okay, so have the meals, enjoy it fully, and then so basically the objective here is enjoy the meal as well as enjoy the meal for the mind, which is the knowledge. Okay, so you have both the things, so you don't need to worry about anything else. Just have fun here. You all have come all the way from different places. So enjoy the time in a very perfect way, so that we all take we all go back to our homes with a very positive, memorable experience. So thank you so much, and my hearty, warm wishes to everyone who has come here, that you take something back to you, which empower yourself and guide you to the next level. Thank you so much. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
So we are well informed, right? Thank you, Brother Neeraj. And now, you know where we have come. You're listening, Brahma Kumari's international headquarters. लेकिन आपको एक बात बताएं, आप अपने घर आए हैं. कहाँ आए हैं? अपने घर आए हैं? Yes, at my father's home, in my home we have come. So यहाँ पर हमारे जो founding father हैं, पिताश्री प्रजापिता ब्रह्मा, this was like his dream and this was started by him. Whoever visits, whoever comes to Brahma Kumari's headquarters, अपने घर जो भी आएंगे, एक godly gift जरूर उनको मिलेगी. तो अभी आप सभी के लिए godly gift का समय है. आप सभी को एक सुंदर gift मिलने वाली है, जिसमें एक option ये है. ये हैं श्री लक्ष्मी श्री नारायण. दिस इज द एम. इवन आवर बैजेस, द सेम पिक्चर इज देयर. दिस इज द परफेक्ट फैमिली, वी कैन से द परफेक्ट कपल. सो दिस इज द एम ऑफ द लाइफ. सो यू कैन रिसीव दिस, यू कैन चूज दिस, ईदर दिस और इफ यू लाइक यू वांट टू बी अ स्टूडेंट, सो दिस विल बी फॉर यू. सो वन ऑफ द गिफ्ट. So when you come to receive your gift, you can say Lakshmi Narayan, you can say diary. And if you ask for diary, it can be in English and Hindi. This is a beautiful diary with slogans on every page. So aap roj ek page kholna, ek slogan milega. It's like a blessing. Aur bachchon ke liye pen. So this will be the gift here. And few announcements before we start gift distribution. पहला अनाउंसमेंट है कि ये जो अभी गिफ्ट्स हैं, दिस इज ओनली फॉर द पार्टिसिपेंट्स ऑफ आईटी विंग. ऑल अदर बीके टीचर्स, ब्रह्मा कुमारी टीचर्स, ब्रह्मा कुमारी गाइड्स एंड ब्रह्मा कुमारी सेवाधारी ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स, आवर गिफ्ट विल बी ऑन 3rd 11 AM एट ज्ञान मोती. सो नाउ ओनली द गेस्ट विल रिसीव द गिफ्ट. And an announcement for the Sevadharis, BK teachers and all BK guides, ki aap bhojan karke jaldi hi 8:45 par wapas se conference hall mein jarur aa jayein. Miss nahi kijiyega, ek bahut sundar surprise hai. To aap jarur aiyega. Kaun aayenge? Only BK sisters, guide and Sevadharis. And jaise aapko सो वी के टीचर्स वगैरह जा सकते हैं भोजन पर, ताकि आप समय पर यहाँ पर लौट आएं. 8:30 आते हैं तो बहुत अच्छा है. थैंक यू, थैंक यू. सो विल कम फॉर टू रिसीव द गिफ्ट्स. एंड इट इज़ वेरी इम्पॉर्टेंट टू एंटर इनटू द कॉन्फ्रेंस हॉल. प्लीज वेयर योर गार्लैंड. आई कॉल दिस गार्लैंड माला. माला है ना, ये तो हमारी इंट्रोडक्शन है. दिस इज माई इंट्रोडक्शन. सो प्लीज डोंट फॉरगेट दिस इनटू योर रूम.